Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Sean.
How we doing?
Pretty nice weekend. Very, very successful summer chill up in Frisco at Sidecar Social. So much fun.
Yes.
And, man, just the energy of that place. Huge shout out to the P1s, obviously. Like, we both went up there after the show. Get there about 4 o'clock or so, and the place is already popping. Like, it's Friday afternoon.
Yep.
The hard line's there. Roundtable starting at 5:30, and it was just... Like it was World Cup vibes were in the air, summer chill vibes also, and just like mixing those two together, a nice quick time waster set. Like, I think that's something, you know, watching the World Cup once every 4 years, and for me, not watching a lot of soccer in between, you can't really describe just the good vibes and how happy people are.
Yeah, especially when things go exceptionally well when you blow the doors off Paraguay.
Hell yeah.
4-1 as they did. But no, you're right. It was an awesome evening. And like you said, the energy. We got there 4 hours before the match started. It was full.
Mm-hmm.
People were imbibing. People were partying. The round tables were a great time. And by the way, as always, shout out to Chris and Sky and the promotions team to make it look so damn good. Thanks to all the salespeople that made that thing happen. It was great. And thanks to the P1s that showed up. I know that, you know, the Northern Burbs are a hot zip for the ticket. So it was good to see a lot of P1s that maybe we don't see at ticket stock all the time or maybe other events. It was good to see some P1s and press the flesh and just hang out with people that, you know, you don't know, but they still feel like family.
Yeah. And I'm sure our ticket studios will be up there at some point as everything's moving to Plano and Frisco.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really cool just the two or three times a year that we get out, you know, between summer chill, ticket stock, fight night, and you meet these people and you become friends with them.
Right.
Like, some of my best friends I've met through the ticket, and a lot of, you know, tier one P1s that go to all of these that have a lot that have been since the 90s. It's really cool to just... They're listening every day, maybe not all day every day, but like the ticket is such a big part of people's lives and we don't really notice it when we're doing a show because it's just like me and you and the boys talking.
Right.
But it's really cool to just be out there and, you know, feel like we're making some type of difference.
It's like going to the best possible family reunion.
Yes.
Sometimes those can be a bit of a beating, but it never is when it's summer bash, summer chill, ticket stock, fight night, you name it. So again, thanks to all the P1s that showed up and...
Let's do it again,
kudos,
like this week.
Kudos to the boys on the other side of the glass for rocking balls up on stage with the ticket time wasters. And by the way, shout out to the time wasters. Yeah, we're talking about you, Lando. Talking about you, talking about Monty, talking about Ham on drums because we had a little system happen. Let's get a little listen to this. He also had Baldy on guitar.
Let's crank up the guitar a little bit.
Here we go.
Life is a waterfall. We're one in the river and one again after the fall. Wanna play, always wanna go, but you never wanna stay. And we are the ones that wanna choose, always wanna play, but you never wanna lose.
Sounds pretty good.
Oh yeah.
I was worried.
I think Justin could join a System of a Down cover band as Surge.
Yeah, the worst
you pull
time.
It off.
Every river, then we turn around and put up a wall. Swimming through the void, we hear the words. We lose ourselves, but we find it all.
yeah.
Cause we are the ones that wanna play. Always wanna go, but you never wanna stay.
Damn, just coming on the road.
And we are the ones that wanna choose. Always wanna play, but you never wanna lose.
Here we go. Let's go.
Okay, so let's
hell yeah! I kicked ass.
I thought it sounded great.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about the performance?
It was kind of hard to hear while we were up there.
It was hard to hear up there. That's my only complaint about the stage. Is
it was a small stage.
It's hard to know what note you're hitting,
especially when you're on the ground and you're below the stage.
Okay,
because I was below the stage, I couldn't get onto the stage
doing some crowd work,
and I had no idea if I hit any note. I couldn't hear a single thing.
I thought that's a passing grade.
And you have the mosh pit right in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so much energy going on.
You just had Sideshow Bob and Mexican Junior just getting rowdy.
They're so mad about the Spurs.
See everybody looking at me. I was a little self-conscious, but I don't know.
Now, you guys picked a great song. Anytime System is
played, yeah.
It's a banger.
And this is a good tradition. A good Monday night football summer chill. Oh, don't want to interrupt you.
USA!
Okay. You didn't go Mexico?
I did think about it, but I was like,
before.
I don't know.
I
might get a bunch of blank stares back. So,
do we have a name for the Monty, Ham, Lando, Baldy band? Because this is, what, 3 years now? You've done a pretty kick-ass...
We've done 4 songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's half a record at least.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the band
EP.
Name?
I heard Monty and Heroes of the Hardwood. That was on the...
Monty and the Heroes of the Hardwood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So both names are about him.
Right.
But that was
it's
also...
his name and then his nickname.
That was McLaren saying we were playing a song
by a band called Aerials.
The band Aerials.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up because when he introduced me, he was like, oh, here's Sean doing his song. And he said Airline to Heaven. And I'm like, leave like a shred of suspense. Not that anybody knew the song. I did. I picked a song that I liked and I knew Corby liked. I wasn't sure if anybody else in the crowd knew my song.
So the MCs were, of course, Junior, because he does it every year. He's the best at it. And then also, I was added on and Matt was added on. And before the set, I'd go up to Junior. I say, hey, I know this is your bit. You're going to lead it off. Me and Matt can rotate in whatever you want to do. And of course, you'll close it out too. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll just do the first one. You can do the second one. And we have a tight, you know, less than an hour to do that. So I was like, okay, I'll go up, say something charming, introduce the act, and that's it.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, Matt, you're next. And he's like at the bar.
Yeah.
Like, you might want to go up there. I can do this again. And then he just says the name and the song.
He like reads
you
everything
to...
on the paper in front of him. I was so mad.
And just say all Sean right, Bass.
Next up, we have Sean Bass and Corby with Airline to Heaven.
How many beers in was that?
No, I don't think he drank. I think he might have one.
Huh.
But he wasn't drinking much Friday.
One brewery?
Yeah. No, this wasn't Deep Night Matt McLaren from the compound.
No.
It was maybe just a beer.
Thank goodness. But yeah,
it was fun times.
So I get up there and everybody heard the name of my song, which I know that nobody knows. And
I was not familiar with yours.
Look, Woody Guthrie wrote the song, and then Wilco and Billy Bragg got commissioned by his estate to like pretty much record all the songs that he never put to music.
Okay.
And they put out a couple albums. And this is track one off Mermaid Avenue Volume 2. And Wilco does it live and I love it. And I knew Corby liked it. So I thought, well, let's just, you know, do a quick fun little country-ish number.
The band is awesome on this song, by the way.
An airline plane flies to heaven every day. Right past those pearly gates. Well, you want to ride this train? Put that ticket in your hand.
before it is too late. And the world looks wrong, and your money's spinning gone, and your friend has turned away. Well, you get away to heaven on this airplane. Just bow your head and pray. Them's got ears, let them hear. Them's got eyes, let them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Gonna take that airline plane, it'll take you home again. To your home beyond the sky.
So the band was
hell
great.
Yeah.
Me and Corby.
That's a cool song. I hadn't heard it before, average, but yeah. I was like, I was nodding my head along. I was like, okay, this is cool. Now, I like this.
If you're a Wilco nerd, you know they do this live, and it's on the Kicking Television live album.
Okay.
And it's one of my faves, man. And I know I got some blank stares as I was looking down the crowd because nobody really knew what it was, but I didn't care.
As you're following aerials, it's like, all
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
No, it was great, though. Nice, tight set. You were awesome, of course. Monto and the Heroes of the Hardwood were really good.
I'm going to push
song.
Back on that title.
Yeah, oh, no, there's tension in the band already.
It's a working title. Yeah, not official.
We don't want to get Yoko'd.
I thought Gordo's song was great.
Yeah.
I thought George doing some stones right off the top got the vibe right. But yeah, it was a fun time waster set.
A couple other fun things from Summer Chill. I got to meet Lars in person.
Yeah.
That was really cool. It was awesome for him to come out there. And when I got there at like 4, just talking to some P1s, there was at least 2 people that asked me if Lars was going to be there that day. And I was like, man, I don't know. I know he's doing the post-game show. Him and Peter and Andy showed up. It was really cool.
Look, he's a big international soccer deal. I mean, he writes for The Guardian at times. He's on like major soccer podcasts internationally. And the fact that we have him here with us for a couple of weeks is kind of a coup.
And another funny thing, so our producer from Friday, EA, did the show with us. He drives up there.
Mm-hmm.
Gets there about the same time we do. He's walking around. He's always the life of the party. Everybody loves EA.
Yes.
And a lot of us noticed that EA's wearing a red polo, and his polo was on inside out.
Yeah. I had a couple
of P1s. A P1 pointed it out. He's like, is EA's shirt on backwards? I'm like, nah, probably. I mean, maybe, because it's EA. And I look over, and you can see the tag on the outside. And you can see, like, the seam on the shoulder pointing out.
Yeah.
And the polo's also buttoned. I'm like, I don't want to tell him. Maybe we can say something on the air. And then he comes over. He's like, hey, Mino, I know my polo's on inside out. I have to change it. I'm like, oh, how long has this been a thing? He's like, I woke up and put it on like this. Like, I don't know how you button your polo with the shirt inside out.
Because
that makes it...
Well, okay.
That's our run sheet photo today,
by the way. What happened was he didn't button it while it was inside out. It was inside out, and he just slid it on.
It still would feel like you would know this, because also the collar is, like, it's a collared shirt, so he would have to, if he put it on inside out, he'd have to flip the collar around.
Yeah.
I think that
I have so many questions.
It was unbuttoned, but he made his little brother slide up underneath the polo. And like a little Mission Impossible mission.
Is there any room for that to happen?
And then he had to slide back out.
Goodness.
Go see Mission Impossible.
And you don't know, that may not be EA in our run sheet photo. It's a photo of Sean.
Yeah. Well, Sean is in the picture.
I am in the background, yes.
There's me, and then I can see Lars to the right of me, because I was just fanboying over Lars. But man, so much fun.